Joining me in studio today is a very special guest. Erica Angus is the executive director for Theatre Collingwood, which is a not-for-profit professional arts organization founded by members of the community nearly 40 years ago. Today, it remains dedicated to presenting the finest talent in live theatre, concerts, music, family-oriented programming, drama education for the Southern Georgian Bay region, and more. Welcome to the show, Erica. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Daniel. It's wonderful to be here with you speaking about the arts.
Every time I run into someone in Collingwood, they have superlatives about your performance as executive director, artistic director. You're a fantastic addition to the team. It's a pleasure and honor for you to be joining us today here on the Jukebox.
Oh my gosh, you know what? You just made my day. I think the thing is, I love what I'm doing. I love this community. And I love the arts, so it doesn't get much better as a job.
That's what it's all about. Now, as a programmer myself, I sometimes think as if I'm a restaurant owner with a magic sauce. What's your magic sauce?
Well, one of the things I think that I've been really lucky with is the experiences I've had in my life. I've met so many people in the arts. We have a fantastic team at Theatre Collingwood, and I also have a really dedicated board. And when you put that all together, plus a passion for what you're doing, it works.
Tell us a little bit about your exciting 2022 season. I'm looking at it here. You've got a whole month in July of the Porchside Festival, which was a resounding success last year.
So last summer, we were trying to figure out, okay, how could we help our community, but also how could we help artists find employment? Because, of course, during the pandemic, there was no employment for artists. So we decided to do this Porchside Festival where we would have artists perform on various historical porches around Collingwood. I mean, we're so lucky in South Georgian Bay to have such beautiful porches. And the response was unbelievable. I actually had people say they felt like they floated home afterwards.
And mesmerized.
Yeah,
yes.
And I certainly felt that way, you know. So we decided to expand on it this year. We have 13 shows, each being performed three times. Part of the fun of the Porchside Festival is also we tell a little bit about the porch that we're at. And so there's a historical element to it. So yeah. It's really fun.
It's a charming project, and I'm so glad you're continuing it this year. It seemed like it evolved out of the pandemic, but you've had such tremendous success with it in these charming porches that we have all throughout Collingwood.
Yeah, it's actually become, I think, one of my most favorite things. There's one other thing we're doing right now that actually has become a real favorite of mine, and that is that we have a course going on right now. It's senior storytelling and how to tell your story as a senior. I've always had this feeling that, you know, as we mature, we just have a whole life full of stories to tell. And that has been really rewarding.
Absolutely. And we certainly have so many stories on our jukebox of listeners calling in, wartime stories, romantic stories from their past. And
Absolutely.
They can be so heartwarming.
Absolutely. You are so right. And, you know, for me, watching people come in like on the first class and maybe not have a whole lot of confidence or feel like anyone wants to listen to their story. And then by the fifth class, they've evolved into these great storytellers. We've really enjoyed that. It's been a joy, and we hope to expand on that program.
Fantastic addition to your series.
Yeah.
Tell us what's next. I'm looking at A Night in Vegas.
Yeah. Well, that is a super fun show. We've been trying to do it for almost 3 years. I think it was 3 years ago that Mika Barnes and I came up with this idea. Mika, of course, used to be with the Nylons, the iconic a cappella group.
Right.
And,
Toronto-based.
Yeah, exactly. Just a super performer. And Billy Newton Davis, who's another iconic performer. So we developed this beautiful show.
And this features members from the original Nylons a cappella ensemble.
Both of them.
Both of them belonged.
Were in the Nylons.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly. And Tom Allison, who is another incredible Canadian talent, has performed at Stratford, at Shaw. He is actually directing this, so we're really happy to have him on board, too. So that's going to be kind of a, well, it's just like you're going to the Vegas casinos and seeing a show. We're doing that at the Simcoe Street Theater. We're going to turn it into a real Vegas theme, and people are going to feel like they're in this little intimate space, but with these big performers. So it's going to be super fun. And I'm just so glad that after 3 years, we can finally do it. So that's in June. July, of course, we have Porchside Festival. We've got a really funny show that we're doing with in collaboration with Theater by the Bay out of Barrie called A Scandal for All Seasons.
Oh, and is that about government corruption? That's sure to resound.
About corruption in municipal government.
Oh.
But there's humor, for sure.
Sounds
and
terrific.
So that's a really lovely play.
Tell me, Erica, for 3 years now, you are looking for a home.
Yeah. Well, we've been kind of looking for a permanent home for 38 years. I think when Barbara Wider and many, many dedicated community members started Theatre Collingwood, they were always looking for a home for Theatre Collingwood and an arts center that would have a really good, strong infrastructure, great lighting, great sound, be, you know, purposefully built for theater and music, and also to accommodate other forms of art. So we've kind of been on the road for quite a while, creating theater spaces wherever we can. And what we're trying to do now, and what we really believe, is that South Georgian Bay is ready for an arts and culture center. I believe it in all my heart, and I'm quite excited about the prospect of seeing that happen.
Numerous community leaders are very excited about the prospect of putting a world-class arts, culture, entertainment center right here in Collingwood, the heart of South Georgian Bay, creating a cultural hub.
You know, I always feel, Daniel, that music and theater, it brings people together to share an experience, and then they can talk about it afterwards. And it gives such a feeling of community. I believe that this center will do that. So we look forward to this progressing rapidly.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned, you know, the ability to share a common experience, and we're cousins. Music, theater, absolutely. There's a tremendous excitement in town for this facility. Erica, thank you for coming in today. And of course, not to mention the economic impact.
You absolutely.
Know, we have to go. We have to drink after concerts. Where
people
are we going to go?
People who go to concerts love to have dinner, love to drink, love to stay in hotels. It'll be something really, really good for
absolutely.
The community.
Great for the community. Great for arts. Terrific. Thank you for joining us, Erica. It's been an enlightening conversation. For more information about Theatre Collingwood season, visit theatrecollingwood.ca. That is theatrecollingwood.ca. You can also call their box office 705-445-2200. That is 705-445-2200. Thank you, Erica. Our paths will certainly cross again.
Thank you so much, Daniel. I hope so.